This past week, some friends here at West End and I got to travel to a country named Haiti. I'd never been there before. Hey, come have a seat. I'd never been there before. And it's very, very hard, maybe impossible to imagine how poor the people are there. Many of them have to go a great distance just to get water, don't necessarily have the food they need, don't have the medical care that we depend on all the time. And so I want to tell you a story about a man I met down there. I'd met him before, but I got to know him even better down there. His name is Dr. Guy Theodore. Now, his first name is spelled G-U-Y, and we probably would call him Guy in our language, but since they speak French and Creole in Haiti, he's called Guy. When Dr. Guy was just a little boy, his father was a preacher in a very, very out-of-the-way place called Pignon. And they had no doctor, they had no nurses, they had no hospital nearby. So his father, as the pastor, if they got medicine, would distribute the medicine. Sometimes he had it, sometimes he didn't. Many people died, and one of those people was a friend of Guy's. And he was so very sad and upset. He asked his father, if I become a doctor, can I come back here? His father said, you can become anything you want to. So Dr. Guy made a promise to God that if he could become a doctor, he would come back to Pignon to help provide medical care for the people who didn't have it when he was growing up there. Well, when he went to school, he had to ride a donkey all the way up to a place called Cap-Haitien to go to school. His father rode with him. They took with them a goat and chickens to pay a family for him to stay with them. Then, after he got through with high school, he went to medical school in Haiti. Then he came to our country, and he did his internship following his medical training. He did his internship in New Jersey. He went to New York and became a surgeon there. He went into the Air Force and after seven years, was the chief flight surgeon at an Air Force base. The only problem was he kept remembering that promise that if he became a doctor, he would go back to his hometown, Pignon, in Haiti, and help the people there. So in 1983, he did. He left the Air Force, he went to Pignon, and he built the hospital. And today, all these years later, there is still the hospital. There are schools around that he helped to build along with others. They have community health workers working out in little villages where it's very hard to get to. They help deliver babies. They help people get vaccinations they need. They help them get clean water. So he kept his promise to God. Now, he's been a doctor there for a long, long time. He's 72 years old now. And he is a little slower. He doesn't do as much as he used to. But it was his promise that brought all that into being. Now, in my sermon today, you're going to hear a word that you may not know. It's called covenant. And a covenant really is just a promise made between God and someone else or to human beings. Dr. Guy made a promise to God that he would go back and serve the people of Haiti, and he did that. And he knew that God had promised to be with him always, and he depended on God's help in that. So when you hear the word covenant, you'll know that I'm just talking about a promise made to two people. We just finished with a baptism, and we made promises to that baby that we would help her grow up as part of this family of God. And God is there to help us keep those promises. So, when you hear the word, you'll know what I'm talking about when I say covenant, won't you? Let's pray. Thank you, God, for coming to us, for helping us to keep our promises, for promising to love us and be with us always. We depend upon you in everything, at all times. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you all for coming down.